5, said Alfie, who couldn't imagine what it would be like to be 27, but felt very grown up to think that he was 5 at last.
5, I see, said Georgie, scratching his chin. Seems like you've been around here a lot longer than that.
Out, 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 shouted Margie, waving her hands to usher them back into the front parlour. Alfie's mum always said there was nothing that annoyed her more than having her two men under her feet when she was trying to cook. And so Georgie and Alfie did what they were told, playing a game of snakes and ladders at the table by the window as they waited for the party to begin.
Dad, said Alfie.
Yes, son.
How was Mr. Asquith today?
Much better.
Did the vet take a look at him?
He did, yes. Whatever was wrong with him seems to have worked its way out of his system. Mr. Asquith was George's horse, or rather he was the dairy's horse, the one who pulled George's milk float every morning when he was delivering the milk. Alfie had named him the day he'd been assigned to Georgie a year before. He'd heard the name so often on the wireless radio that it seemed it could only belong to someone very important, and so he decided it was just right for a horse.
Did you give him a pat for me, Dad?
I did, son, said Georgie. Alfie smiled. He loved